Tonight's guest in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight is a Westchester gal whose musical star is on the rise. She writes very positive, upbeat original songs, one of which we'll share with you in just a few minutes. I'd like you to meet Heather LaRose. Heather, how are you?
I am doing wonderful, Kathy. How are you?
Very well. And first of all, we have to say that tomorrow is going to be a very special day for you. It's your 23rd birthday, so happy early birthday.
Oh, thank you so much.
How long ago was it that you realized you had a gift for performing?
Since I was little, I was starring in church plays, the school choir. I always raised my hand first when teachers asked who wanted the solo. So it's just been always something that I loved.
Never shy, huh?
No, not me.
Enjoying performing and doing it for a living aren't always the same thing. At what point did you decide to put all of your efforts into an actual musical career?
I would tell my parents I wanted a guitar, I wanted to be a musician, a singer. I started writing songs since around fourth grade. My parents didn't take me seriously until I was in the running for Westchester Teen Idol. They got me into this really great music school called Lagan Music School, and I started taking lessons, and it started occurring to me more and more how much I really wanted it.
In the beginning, I take it you were doing other people's material, but you said you've been writing songs as well since fourth grade?
They probably weren't that good. I probably had a crush on a guy sitting two desks away, and I was like, but as I matured, I was able to grow my hobbies and talents.
When you write a song, is there a particular way that you go about it, or is it a little bit different each time?
It's different each time, especially depending on what it's about. Sometimes I take inspirations from my own life. Sometimes I watch a movie and I am so into the main character, I write a song from the perspective of that character. A lot of times I'll think of like a cool sounding title, or a melody will just come into my head and I'll hum it to myself more, and it'll just end up growing into the song that it becomes.
Do you play an instrument, Heather?
Yeah, I play guitar. My keyboard skills aren't really that great. Just a little bit to get myself by on like one song.
That brings us to your band. Who are the members and what do they do within the band?
Normally, I use Haley Jane Rose, who is super awesome. She does backup vocals, plays the tambourine. I have Jennifer Fisher, who also does backup vocals and tambourine. Ryder Stewart on guitar. Kevin Myers also a lot on guitar. Other band members that I use are Jeremy and David Vogel, who are on the track that we'll be playing in just a few, and they're both on guitar as well, and backup vocals.
And Haley Jane is the niece of our morning co-host, Casey Morabito, correct?
Yes, she is, and you know what? She has been so great throughout the years supporting us and getting us in touch with you guys. It's been wonderful having her on our team.
Do your bandmates also contribute to your songwriting, or is that exclusively yours?
No, that's exclusively mine. I know a lot of my band members write their own songs as well, and so sometimes I'll sing backup when they perform live because we try to help each other out, but for songwriting, we do our own stuff.
It's the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar with Westchester's Heather LaRose. Heather, what studio did you use to record this new EP called Beachside?
Well, I recorded Beachside with one of my great friends from high school, Jack Hoffman, who lives in Ardsley. He has an amazing studio in his house that over the summer we just all hung out and jammed and recorded the tunes. He produced the tracks. Most of the people who are on the record with me, we've all been friends since high school. We met at Lagan Music School back several years ago, and we still keep in touch and play music with each other all the time.
You've got a well-rounded list of musical influences. Tell us about some of them, the classics and the newer ones as well.
Some of my first CDs were the Beach Boys' Greatest Hits and ABBA's Greatest Hits. So they really affected just my listening and pop drive when creating melodies and hooks. I think actually Fleetwood Mac influenced my arrangement of a lot of the songs on Beachside. For my more current stuff, I've been listening to Imagine Dragons, Walk the Moon. I've seen the Bleachers several times now live, and I've been going out to like a lot of concerts and just soaking in a lot of what the music scene has to offer.
Is there something that all of these have in common that you find so relatable?
I really like how all of those songs, they have just such a positive beat, and everything is just so upbeat and energetic, and that's something that I'm personally very attracted to.
You've got to tell us more about your affiliation with Lily Pulitzer. I know you played at the Fashion Week Music Festival, and I take it was somehow interrelated.
Last spring, I was playing Fashion Week Music Festival, and they suggested to all the artists that they find a clothing brand that they really love and try to get sponsorship for it. So I was kind of confused how to go about doing that on my own. So I walked into one of the Lilly Pulitzer stores here in Westchester, and I went up to the manager, and I said to her, "Hey, I'm playing Fashion Week Music Festival. Do you think Lilly Pulitzer would want to sponsor me?" And right on the spot, she was like, "Yeah, wait, that sounds awesome," and called a few people who are higher up, and they were able to supply me with really great dresses and outfits to wear on stage, and we've continued this relationship now throughout the summer and fall and winter. It's just been so much fun because they're loud, exciting prints, and it really goes well with my band and our upbeat music.
You've got to tell me about going to the South by Southwest Music Festival. That's one of the special places where original artists can really shine.
That was probably one of my favorite business trips ever. As a musician, I could say, like, that was a business trip to go down and meet other artists and to perform in one of the fastest growing cities in America. It's also called the live music capital of the world because there are so many live music venues and artists that are drawn there. It's Austin, Texas. And it was just a whole week of going out to see live bands, to play our music at different showcases, and to mingle with other musicians. It was one of the best experiences of my life. And I'm actually up to go again this year, but this time on a bigger stage.
I'm Kathy Millar with tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight guest, Heather LaRose, on 100.7 WHUD. Heather, do you and the band have any gigs coming up in our area soon?
On December 12th, we'll be playing at Garcia's at the Capitol Theater. Friday, December 18th, we'll be at Piano's. And Saturday, December 19th, we'll be at Silvana's in Harlem.
And let's have your social media links so that we can keep track of what you're up to.
You could see everything on my website at www.heatherlarose.com. Facebook is also Heather LaRose, as well as my Instagram.
And that's just how it sounds, HEATHERLAROSE, HeatherLaRose.com. The song that we're going to play tonight is called I Could Never Say No. This seems very personal. Is it based on a true story?
It is. Was about a year ago now, I started dating this guy and started getting serious, and I wanted to say, hey, guess what, I'm falling in love with you, but I wanted to wait for the right time. So in the meantime, I wrote this song to fully get out my emotions and how I feel.
Are you still together?
No. That's the thing about young love. It's so fickle.
Heather LaRose, thanks so much for joining me in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. All the best with your new EP called Beachside, your fashion affiliation, the upcoming gigs, and all the rest. Here's Heather LaRose with I Could Never Say No on 100.7 WHUD.
You and I, if I dare to say it, now's the time. Looking right at you, it might be the wine. 'Cause everything is spilling out, but I know that you feel it too. I can't deny you're the one I've always dreamt of, and I can't lie even to myself. Well, who am I to tell fate that she's wrong? What do I know that God cannot foretell? I can never say no to you. Say no. chose. Oh, you know. And your eyes, they burn every kind of brown. We'll run this night and we'll tear it down. Yeah. I can never say no to you. Time looking right at you.